We have a situation on our hands over at Xbox, and we've got to break it down here on today's show because we have the rare midweek update for the Jam Pack Report to bring you the hottest news you need to know from across the gaming industry. And that, my friends, today is the fact that Arkane's Redfall is going to be running at 30 frames per second on consoles when it launches. And by consoles, I want to emphasize, I am talking about current generation Xboxes. This is not a last-gen, next-gen straddling kind of situation. This is not a cross-platform game. This is just an Xbox console exclusive. They say via the official Play Redfall Twitter account, Redfall is launching on Xbox consoles with quality mode only. Xbox Series X 4K 30fps, Xbox Series S 1440p 30fps. 60fps performance mode will be added via game update at a later date. So just to recap that, 30 frames per second on consoles at launch. Performance mode is on the way, but it's not going to be making launch. And this all came out yesterday, clearly a scheduled 10:30 a.m. tweet from the official Play Redfall Twitter account. What is going on here, in my opinion, from my perspective, is that they were trying to get the performance mode ready for launch. And I think now, as we're coming up on less than a month away from the launch of the game, they have clearly made that decision to say, hey, this isn't going to be ready for launch. We better go ahead and get ahead of this. We better go ahead and bite the bullet. Bite back the whole marketing campaign. We've got to make an announcement about this because otherwise it's going to tank the marketing for the game up until its release. And I respect that. I respect the fact that they've owned up to this. They haven't just let it come out. Or even worse, maybe they provided a PC code to some of these outlets for review where it is running at 60 FPS or above on these high-level rigs. And then the skews of the review scores make it an even worse optic situation for them in the long run. So once again, I respect the fact they've gotten ahead of it. And I like the fact that there is this transparency, which I appreciate. But at the same time, this is one game that's being developed for one set of consoles running on the same architecture. It's very disappointing. The 60 FPS performance mode won't be there at launch. I'm glad it's coming, but my question is, how far away is it? Are we talking about something that's going to be added a week after launch? Are we talking about something that's coming a month, a quarter? Is it going to pull a Halo and be the cross-core armor customization situation where there's just this promise that it's going to be there at some point in the future? I would love to see an ETA for this to learn when we're going to be able to dive into Redfall, because in my reply to the official tweet, I said hopefully soon after launch, personally holding out for the performance mode, but still hyped. And that's true. As we've gotten closer to the release, and as I've seen more of the gameplay, as I've seen more creators talking about their hands-on experience with the game, I have gotten more excited for it. But at the same time, I'm not that excited. I still want to dive in, but I will wait for the performance mode. And I think a lot of people are probably in that same boat. So this is going to lead to a very lackluster launch for Redfall overall because of this situation. Now, I'm not a doomsday theorist. I don't think this is going to tank the game overall. I don't think this is a big deal for the majority of people that are just out there in the world, not on gaming Twitter, not on Reddit, not on Reset Era, not listening to this niche podcast. I don't think those people really care. I think they're going to dive in, see a cool game, and go to town on it. But what I will say is it's still nice to have options. And when I say it's nice to have options, for instance, right now I'm playing Ghostwire Tokyo. It launched on Game Pass a couple of days ago, finally came to Xbox. Loving the game. Very weird game, but I'm really enjoying it. And so I go in to start toying around with the video settings. I would love an FOV slider, by the way, in that game. If anybody from Tango Gameworks is watching this for some reason, please add an FOV slider. But I started toying around with the visuals in the game, and you have, I think, four different graphics options. One that locks it at quality, 30 FPS, one that opens it up to 60 FPS uncapped, and I believe there's another one that adds some kind of visual change to it. But there are multiple different options in there. We've had games with tons of different graphics options that have come out, and that's kind of what has defined this generation so far. And so for a first-party, first-person shooter that's coming out in 2023 as a current generation console exclusive, not held back by last gen, not held back by cross-platform development, as a game of that caliber in that situation, it should not be launching at 30 FPS. Even though a performance mode is on the way, delay it until it's ready. And that's what multiple people have said. Even Tom Happ, the developer behind Axiom Verge and Axiom Verge 2, has said just delay until the update can be a launch patch. I am totally in agreement with that. I think that there is no issue with delaying the game until it has a fundamental feature that many players are looking forward to ready for launch. I think that you need to prime this game to be in the best situation that it can be in, because what you're going to end up having is a lackluster launch and then a resurgence, a lackluster initial hit, and then it's going to be able to come back in the public eye. It's going to be a semi No Man's Sky kind of situation without the disaster. It's going to be a similar Halo Infinite situation without the semi lack of a comeback, if I'm being honest. But what I mean is that the game is going to launch, probably going to get, I would say, an 8. That's what my gut is telling me about Redfall. But then as the performance mode comes out, more people are going to be wanting to dive back into it. But by then, the hype is kind of gone. And for a new IP, something that is potentially defining a new generation of Xbox, this very well could be a new multi-game franchise if it lands well. For this to be making its debut in a lackluster way is definitely a problem. Now, what I also want to talk about is what you're watching right here. This is the official gameplay deep dive. And so I want to go back. I want to make sure that I'm seeing this correctly. I know this is on the Bethesda Softworks. Yes. So what we saw right there, I want to go back to that. We're going to pause it right at the moment that it needs to be paused. Right here on this screen, you're seeing an Xbox logo. For audio listeners, there is the Xbox splash screen that comes up at the beginning of the trailers that we all see with a little sound that lets you know this is an Xbox game. So Xbox, as we've all been talking about, is PC, cloud, and console. Those are the three SKUs of Xbox where you can find Xbox games in 2023. That's a fact. I get what they're doing here. This is an Xbox-owned studio where they're putting out an Xbox Game Studios game. I understand this. What this means for the majority of people around the world is that this is an Xbox game on consoles. That's still what that means for the majority of players out there in the wild that are just enjoying games. So when you have this Xbox logo and then you immediately go into this gameplay, that is the official deep dive into the experience you're going to be getting. For this to be showing 60 frames per second and to not launch at 30 frames per second, this is borderline false advertising. I'm calling it how it is, because I understand that this is a PC version of the game that we're seeing here, but that has not been definitively shared here in this gameplay trailer in a very obvious way. The implication here is that because there is an Xbox icon at the beginning of the video, we're going to be getting this kind of experience on Xbox. And it's a bummer that we're not seeing that. So with all of the preview content that's been put out there, with all of the IGN First gameplays that we talked about last week, with all of the hands-on creator stuff where we've gotten verbal and written impressions from them and that community, all of that was 60 FPS impressions. And then to launch on a console at 30 FPS, whether it be for a week, a month, a quarter, or a year, it's just a disappointment, and it's a really, really bad way to do business. This should have been made known. And again, I want to go back to the fact that I think that going into this, they probably were trying to get the performance mode ready for a launch. They were trying their best to get it there, and it just wasn't happening. I think that they came up to April the, let's say, 2nd, sometime last week, and they realized, hey, we're a month away from launch. This mode is not going to be ready. It's not going to be running stably. That's a word. It's not going to have the stability it needs to have a successful launch. We've got to push this mode back, and we better go ahead and get out in front of it. We've got to make some kind of announcement. And I think that's where the tweet comes from. I think that's exactly what's going on here. They said, let's own it. Let's do it. And it's better than misleading people. Now, I don't think this is going to be crippling for the future of Redfall. I'm still excited for the game. I'm hyped to see Microsoft putting out new IP. I want to see more first-party Xbox game studios take a chance on something new. I love the idea of Redfall. And I talked about it in a video a couple of days ago. I'm not super hyped about Redfall. I'm not the world's biggest Arcane fan, but I am hyped for something new that I can dive into and experience, especially since it's on Game Pass. It's just a value add right out of the gate. And so with all of these things being factored in, I don't think this is going to be a crippling killer blow for Redfall by any means. And I think the community is really blowing this out of proportion. I've been making some jokes over on my own Twitter, and I wanted to share them here. mainly for my own gratification. But no, I said something here. Dunking on a team after a tough announcement, especially if you've got a following, is just sad. Commenting L or wow, game is shit, is just pathetic. Negative hot takes that drive toxic engagement do nothing for the gaming community or the devs working to make a good game. I want to drive this home as much as possible. If you have a social media account, if you have a following of any kind, you don't need to just dunk on people. I have seen people with significant followings that have just been clout chasing the negativity in a way. And it's really gross. I hate the fact that it happens. And I really wish that people would potentially grow up a little bit and realize that it's all just a game. And I know that we take this stuff very seriously. I get that. I also take it very seriously. But it is just a game. And there are people behind the scenes that are working to make a good game. Remember that. There is an entire team that has this as their passion, as their core project for the last 5 years or more. You've got to understand that these people want to deliver a good experience. And I think that while that is true, Xbox has a problem because there is no game coming out this year right now that has totally clean optics right now, other than maybe Forza Motorsport, because Redfall has this 30 FPS issue. I would say that Starfield probably is also going to be locked at 30 frames per second. I think that's a pretty safe bet at this point, because if Redfall isn't able to hit a 60 FPS performance mode at launch, and of course, different teams, different studio, kind of, but if that is a problem for Redfall, you can almost bet that coming from a team led by Todd Howard, who doesn't really feel that 60 FPS is all that important, you're probably going to be seeing 30 FPS, maybe a performance mode added later, but I feel like visual fidelity for that game is going to be pinnacle. And I also have an issue with that, and we'll make a video on that if that ends up being the case. But Redfall is a action first-person shooter, and 60 FPS very well should be the norm. And it's shocking to see that it's not. So, again, we've got good stuff coming. Performance mode is on the way, but if you were looking forward to playing Redfall at launch in 60 frames per second, you better go ahead, get ready to not do that. And the next big question, as I said, when are we going to be seeing the performance mode? Is it going to be a week, a month, a year, whatever it might be? I'm excited to dive and then, until that point, I think I'm going to be holding back. I'm just not ready to play a 30 FPS action game on my next generation console in 2023. Just not there. Just can't do it. I was going to wrap up the video there, but then I remembered A Plague Tale Requiem, and I wanted to talk about this one because A Plague Tale Requiem also got some backlash whenever it was revealed it was going to be running at 30 FPS on consoles at launch. I played through A Plague Tale Requiem when it landed last year, through and through, on my Xbox Series X, fully in 30 frames per second. I have no issues with A Plague Tale Requiem. I think it looks great at 30 FPS. Visually, it's one of the best games I've played on next-generation hardware, or I should say current gen at this point, but it is a wonderful game, wonderful narrative, great gameplay, awesome combat. Everything about A Plague Tale Requiem I loved, and it should totally be a Game of the Year 2022 contender in any kind of conversation. But what the difference is between this and Redfall is that this is more planned, more meticulous, more strategic, kind of a puzzle game in some ways. It is not something that requires those high frame rates. It is not something that you have to have a high reaction time to get through and enjoy. This is something that's slower, more cinematic. With Redfall, you are flinging your gun around, flinging your flashlights around, using your abilities, jumping up through an elevator skill to like get some elevation. Elevator to get elevation, who would have thought? But there's a lot going on in that game. There's a lot moving, and it's all up to the player to make those decisions and to run those routes, to use their guns, use their weapons. That requires a very high reaction time. Not to say that it's going to be a Twitch shooter like Call of Duty or anything, but there is more relying on the player to perform well. That's where 60 FPS can make the difference. I think a similar situation could be said for Gotham Knights, where that launched last year. It did not have 60 FPS on consoles. It got flamed for it. And for good reason. It was a high action game. It was something where you were flinging around as Nightwing, and it would have looked so good at a buttery smooth 60 FPS. Now, of course, Arkham Knight didn't run at 60 FPS. That was a last generation game. And so I think this is a conversation of what games need it the most. I don't think A Plague Tale Requiem suffered at all from not having 60 FPS on consoles, but games like Gotham Knights and Redfall absolutely do. So I want to reemphasize, Redfall is on the way to greatness. It is coming. The 60 FPS performance mode is coming. It is going to be okay. We are going to survive. But in 2023, Microsoft has got to dial this in. First-party Xbox games should not have this kind of issue at launch, and if they do, there's no harm in bumping it by 1 or 2 weeks. That is perfectly fine. And when it's ready, put it out when it's ready. That's totally cool. We are not going to be mad. And by we, I mean the sensible people in the gaming community, the people that actually enjoy the games that we play and that want the best experience. Those are the people that you should focus on, not the mean social media trolls, not the Reset Era dwellers, not the Reddit people. You don't need to worry about that. Just the core gaming community needs a good experience. That's all you've got to do. But those are my thoughts on Arcane, Redfall, and the 30 FPS situation. And of course, I would love to know what you think down below. Has the lack of a performance mode changed your perception of the game? Do you still want to dive in on day one? Are you waiting? Or maybe you were never interested altogether. I would love to hear what you have to say. But until next time, thank you guys for watching. I appreciate the support, and I will catch you on the next one.